This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, May 31st, 2023, the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by Father William Doc Holliday.
The King of Israel, the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt fear evil no more.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
There are a lot of people who don't understand a lot of things about the faith. Our Lord Jesus looks at his Blessed Mother. How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. If the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate One, did not understand everything that our Lord did, we should not be surprised by any stretch of the imagination that we neither are going to understand everything. But there are some things that we may understand. And one of them is the Blessed Virgin Mary's position in all things. Mary, the Basilica down the street, Queen of the Universe, Queen of the Universe. Today, the feast day of Mary the Queen. Interesting, I use the old breviary and the old books for my personal devotions, or I should say my personal devotions, the devotions I am bound to by the church. I use the old books, and this morning I wake up and I do all the things, and it's Mary the Queen, Mary the Queen, Mary the Queen, and I started working on the homily, and I opened our missal, and the visitation. I was like, where did that come from? The visitation. What happened to Mary the Queen? And then I sat there meditating on that for a while, because there's a whole bunch of stuff that has changed over the past several decades. And there's usually a common thread of the changes, the mitigations that go on. And one of the mitigations, I mean, there was an archbishop involved in some significant changes that went on in the 1960s and 70s. And he said, we have to remove everything that might be a stumbling block to the separated brethren. He's archbishop, but he used that term wrong because that's the Eastern Orthodox. But he actually qualified as the separated brethren, the Protestants. And I'm like, yeah, if you got that mentality, I could see why they changed it from Mary the Queen to the Visitation. Because it could be a stumbling block to many, many people who claim the title Christian to deny our Blessed Mother is the Queen of the Universe. They don't like titles like that. Take my word for it. I'm not talking out of turn. Been there. They don't like titles like that. Much less you start throwing out things like the doorway to heaven and the Immaculate One. And, you know, oh, God forbid you'd say mediatrix. Why? They don't understand. You know, they're Bible alone people. They don't understand what the Bible teaches us about the Blessed Virgin Mother. She is Queen of the Universe. Mary is queen by any definition of the word queen. I mean, just look at it from a historical standpoint. Let's just leave it at that for a second, because we'll actually move on. Just historically, Mary is queen by any definition of the word. And this, I actually took this from St. Peter Canisius, because I like to use saints better than me. But he says, look at the Blessed Virgin. She is daughter of David. She's in David's line. David, the most renowned king of the Old Testament. He is the most renowned king. A man after God's own heart. No king better than King David. And Mary is of his lineage. She is the daughter of King David. She has the same son as God the Father. Cogitate on that one for a couple seconds. The Blessed Virgin Mary's son is God the Father's son. She's got the same son as God the Father. and above her. No matter how you parse it, no matter how you look at it, when it comes to creatures, there is only one thing above the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that is the Blessed Undivided Trinity. Oh, no, the angel, you know, your friends that don't like Queen of the Universe kind of talk. Oh, the angels, our Lord speaks to us through the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, Psalms and Hebrews, and says, what angel did I ever look at and say, thou art my son, this day I have begotten you? Her son. At what time have I looked at any angel and put them anywhere near my son, who is her son also? It is inescapable from scripture. This is not what this pope said this and this, you know, this saint said that. No, this is just historical fact. A queen, by any definition of the word, no matter how loosely you use it or how conservative you are with the definition, the Blessed Virgin Mary is queen. And if she is God's mother, the second birth, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which would, you know, the King of the Universe, right? If she is the queen mother, she has to be the queen of the universe. Can't argue it. You might not want to admit to it. You might not acquiesce to it or bend the knee to it, but she is. Just as far as she is queen. And I said, get your head around that one. That there is nothing above the Blessed Virgin Mary and the created order, visible or invisible, angels, that is above her except the undivided Trinity. That's the Blessed Virgin Mother. Again, we can look at it just from a historical standpoint and say that, definitions and things like that, but it's much more than that. She's just not the historical fact of history as being the queen of the universe. She is reigning as the queen of the universe. Well, back in the day when she was alive, then she was queen, but now she's dead. No, she is still reigning. And again, we get that from scripture. The Annunciation. At the Annunciation, and this is where you can equate this with the visitation, but the focus should be on our Blessed Mother, not a particular thing that she did. The Annunciation. The Archangel Gabriel looks at our Blessed Mother and in part says, the Lord God shall give unto him, her son, the throne of David, his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever. If he says that to her about her son, because of this, St. Bonaventure, because of this, you will reign as mother of the king. And as queen, you will be seated on the royal throne. If we can look at the scriptures and all your friends who are not Catholics, but like to point at things that are said in scripture, the scriptures are replete with several times when it says that we will reign with Christ in the heavenlies. We, us. You know, I think of that and I laugh about the possibility that I could be considered a co-heir with Christ, reigning with him in heaven. It makes me laugh to think that I would even be considered. But then I think to myself, it's not me that's being considered, it's our Christ, and my being in union with him is why I will reign with him in heaven. But if it's okay to say and have the Holy Spirit tell us in scripture that we will reign with our Lord, how could we conceive that the Immaculate One would not be reigning with him also? It's a ridiculous concept. She's going to reign with him for all eternity, seated with him. Was that another saint's conjecture? No, that's scripture. That's just straight up Bible. Psalm chapter 44, 45 for you who use a newer version. Psalm 44, the context is the psalmist foretelling the excellence of Christ's kingdom. And in all the descriptions, all these glorious things that are going to be there in Christ's kingdom, it says, and the queen stood at thy right hand. Darn, Protestants must hate that, huh? You know, describing God's kingdom in heaven And you got to mention the queen stand up. Let's just, what do you have to do? You just have to ignore it. You just have to ignore it because you can't deny it. You have to ignore it. So the scripture's talking about the excellency of the kingdom of Jesus Christ says, the queen stood at thy right hand. And we had Psalm 116, 115 for you guys who use the older version or newer versions. The psalmist is proclaiming his servitude to God, his service to the Lord. And he says, O Lord, I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Another thing they just gotta hate. Why is it just, we just serve God. It's all about him, God, Jesus alone. But the scriptures say, I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. And then it really floor them when you talk about the Annunciation, when the fiat, she said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Mary is our queen. The last book in the Bible, Revelation, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Though it never says anything about her being queen of the universe. Clothed as the sun, standing on the moon, the crown of the stars. That is all linguistic picture of the universe. Not, there was a woman, behold, she had some really cool clothes on and everything like that. She's clothed with the universe. This is our Blessed Mother. She's queen of the universe. I'm standing up here. This is an easy one for me because I'm kind of preaching to the choir on this one here. But we all have to know these things because they think they're sharp when it comes to scripture. Show me in the Bible. It's all there. It's all there explicitly. Hey, the only way you can escape and go, I don't believe that part of the Bible, which that opens a whole can of worms on you, because if you don't believe that part, why any other part? Why ignore those parts of the Bible? We can't. We can't because the Holy Spirit doesn't want us to. The Holy Spirit, her spouse, the one who overshadowed her, and she begot our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity. This is the one of whom we speak. You worship Mary. How many times have I said through this whole thing in the created order, we do not worship creatures. We venerate, we venerate all kinds of things in this world. We venerate sports stars. We venerate Hollywood people. We venerate this, venerate that. I mean, we should venerate our own earthly moms and dads. You should have a picture of your mom and dad in your house. Most people, that's kind of, well, duh. But yeah, duh. If we venerate our earthly parents, how much more should we venerate our heavenly parents? God our Father and being the son of his handmaid. And we know who that is. We got to conjecture that one. No, we don't. She says it. Behold the handmaid under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. She is of whom the psalmist speaks. What a glory it is to know who your mom is. Not only to know who your mom is, I mean, it's emphasized that a lot in different Marian feasts, that she is indeed our mother, but to understand that your mom's the queen of the universe, I mean, shouldn't that just truly floor you? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.